How's it going?
Going great.
Dwayne, you were just a rookie last year, and Coach Edwards just told us that 11 rookies will be dressed for the game on Sunday. How difficult is that to be a rookie and to know that you're playing such a big role in your team's fortunes?
I wouldn't say it's difficult. You know, this is the NFL, and it's a reason why you got drafted, and it's a reason why you're playing that week. It's just the anxiety level would be pretty high, and, you know, I told the young guys, like I did last year, when I came in, not knowing I was going to start or do the thing that I did, all you got to do is know your role and play fast, and the young guys are doing a great job at that, and I told them, you know, they're a great team, so don't go out there, you know, hallucinate or anything like that, and they showing, you know, good poise during practice and all throughout the preseason, so I think they're going to do pretty good.
Dwayne, you're only in your second year, but with that many rookies around, do you feel like kind of the old grizzled veteran now?
Kind of, sort of. You know, I don't feel as old, but, you know, I just learned a lot from Eddie and Tony, you know, how to be poised and, you know, how to be a professional. And the young guys are doing a great job at that, so I don't think they'll have a problem adjusting this week against the Patriots.
Yeah, you're going to be facing some rookies as well, including a couple of rookie cornerbacks. Are you kind of looking at your chops at what you might be able to go up against in the secondary?
I had a great look at them. 22, all the defense is great, man. They got a great defense. So they didn't go to the Super Bowl for no reason. So, you know, I prepare like I prepare every week, like I'm going against the best. And we have some great corners on our end to practice against. So, you know, just watching film on them guys, they're fast and they're physical. And I just got to go out there and continue to do what I do best.
Are you glad, though, that that defense doesn't include Asante Samuel and you won't have to go up against him?
I won't say glad, but it's a relief, you know. But they got some other great corners, too, though. So, you know, it's a win-lose situation, but it's kind of a good thing, you know. But like I said, he's a great guy, and those other corners are just as good as him. So, you know, if he would have played and I would have had a good game, it would have been good. Or I'm just saying it's a catch-22.
When you were at LSU, do you have any memories of crossing paths with Gerard Mayo at Tennessee or Jonathan Wilhite at Auburn?
Oh, yeah. I got great memories of those guys, and I don't want to cross their path ever again. That's why I'm on the outside. You know, I ran a lot of slots in college, and I met those guys a couple of times, but I stay out wide and stick to my job.
Well, Wilhite's a corner, though. See, he might still be out there wide a little bit, won't he?
Hey, let him come on out there. I'm ready. You know, he's a great guy. You know, the SEC teams, man, produce great athletes going into the NFL. So, you know, just like I'm taking it back to college all over again.
There's quite a few LSU guys around here, a little bit older than you, but do you know Kevin Falk, Jarvis Green, some of those guys from LSU?
Oh, yeah, I know them pretty well. You know, off-season, when I go back to train in Louisiana, we all go out and get a bite to eat. Great guys, just a little bit older, but like I said, they're a little older on defense, and our offense and defense are very, very fast, so we're going to give them a nice run for their money.
Dwayne, how has the offense changed under Chan Gailey?
It changed dramatically, you know. You're going to have changes, because you never know at this level. You know, changes are every day, so. But I would say it was a good change. Easier for the young guys to come in and learn. As in last year, everything was all about numbers, and you had to have a great memory. This year, you know, offense is simplified, and, you know, the way they call it, let everybody know what you got to do. So, I like Tim's offense, and I like the way he calls plays, and it makes the offense more aggressive to go out and put points on the board.
Have you seen a difference in Brody this year? Is he more mature, more confident?
I would say he's both. He's more mature and confident. We got a good line that can protect him, give him time, you know, to hit his open targets. And, you know, just being with him during training camp and rooming with him and letting him know, you know, I'm always be there no matter what, give him more confidence, you know, in the game, on the line, you know, he can count on me or Tony or DeVar. So he has a great feel for the game now.
All right, thanks, Dwayne.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dwayne. Thank you, Dwayne.
Thanks for having me.